Hello again, everybody. We're in Matthew's Gospel today. It's chapter 3, and I'm reading from verse number 7, where we are introduced to the ministry of John the Baptist, who, whenever he was baptizing people in the River Jordan, the Pharisees and the Sadducees came down to see what all of the excitement was about. He knew their insincerity, as did the Saviour who came after him. And John challenged them and said, "Who hath warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Who hath warned you to flee from the wrath to come?" There was a group of people who were sincerely and devoutly religious, and yet they were on a road to destruction. Jesus Christ said, "Broad is the road that leads to destruction. Many there be that find it." And even religious people like the Pharisees and the Sadducees can be on that road that leads to destruction, facing wrath to come. And John the Baptist warned them, "Flee, turn around from the wrath to come." That speaks about repentance. And all throughout the Word of God, we are warned to turn to God, to turn from our sin, because there's danger ahead. There's a day of judgment coming. There's an eternity, and there's also a hell. And that's a very challenging thing, a very solemn thing. The Bible says, "Prepare to meet thy God." I still recall an event that happened whenever I was a young teenager, growing up in Lisburn. And I was coming down Castle Street that just joins on to Railway Street. At the far end of Railway Street, you have the railway station and the courthouse. And as I was coming down Castle Street, there was a huge crowd of people had assembled. And of course, everybody wanted to see what the excitement was about. And as I got near that crowd, I saw a couple of soldiers from the British Army marching up the street, and one at the front who was shouting out and telling people to get away up the street because there was a bomb scare down at the courthouse. And this young soldier felt the responsibility of that. I've never seen anybody maybe so afraid under so much stress and so much tension. He felt the responsibility for that great crowd. He knew that there was danger down the street. He knew that if people were foolish enough to go down that way, that it could end in devastation. And he was so sincere. And there was tears rolling down his cheeks. Many people were thinking he was exaggerating or overreacting. And he was saying, "Men and women, you're taking your lives in your hands. Turn around and go the other way. Don't go down that way because there's danger." And you know, the Christian minister, the gospel preacher, even the sincere Christian, has a duty to warn men and women to flee from the wrath to come, because there's danger ahead if you go on in your sin. Whenever God called Ezekiel, he said, "Son of man, I have set thee as a watchman unto the house of Israel. When I say to the wicked, thou shalt surely die, if thou dost not speak to warn the wicked from his way, that wicked shall die in his sin, but his blood will I require at thine hand." Are you still in your sin, not saved? I exhort you, flee to the cross, turn to Christ, flee from the wrath to come, because there's danger ahead. Come to the cross, confess your sin, put your faith and trust in the finished work of Calvary, and take Christ as your own and personal Saviour.